Hey, what's up, everyone? Welcome to the Flame Entertainment and Sports. It's your boy Rob here. It's been a while since I've done, a regular episode on the podcast. Our two most recent, or not two most recent, but two of the last four episodes have been interviews. We had the interview with Little Luna, who, of course, was Addison on the Disney Channel, legendary Disney Channel show, Suite Life on Deck. Make sure to check that out if you haven't. It's available to watch on YouTube. Just search for the Flame Entertainment and Sports, or if you want to listen to it, just search for it. Search for the Flame Entertainment and Sports on, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you listen to podcasts. And while you're on our YouTube or any of the podcast platforms, I'd appreciate if you guys could subscribe to us so, you're up to date whenever we put out new content. So yeah, make sure to check out that interview with Little Luna. Then, of course, I did a couple Dolphin-based episodes, kind of talking about what's gotten on in free agency. And then our most recent episode was with my friend, former, classmate of mine at Pace High School here in Miami, Tiffany Poe, as we recently, began talking again after years of not seeing each other due to me noticing that she is a huge fan of Jake Paul, just like I am. And yeah, that was a great time, talking all things boxing with Tiffany, including her own boxing journey. So if you guys want to check that out, make sure to head to YouTube and Apple Podcasts, Spotify, all those places that you guys could check out those episodes. But like I said, yeah, it's been a while since I've just done a regular, episode just talking about random topics, and it's been even longer than I've done an episode where I cover both sports and entertainment based topics. On today's show, I'm gonna be covering a couple of different topics. I'm gonna be talking some Miami Heat, the Miami Marlins. That's what I'm gonna be getting into in the sports world. Maybe throw in a little, NCAA women's basketball. Some Caitlin Clark talk, and then in the entertainment side, I'm gonna kind of change things up. I'm gonna talk about two, or actually three recent live events, three recent comedy shows that I've been to. And I'm also gonna talk about the CMT Awards that happened last night because I want to shout out all the people who've kept up with our content on the Flame underscore ES on Instagram. We put out a lot of reels yesterday during the CMT Awards, and it's been awesome to see the reaction from all the people out there, interacting with our content, sharing it, liking it, all that stuff. It's really appreciated. Before I get into these topics, as always, I want to talk to you guys about SeatGeek, one of the best ticketing apps out there. Of course, we're part of Team SeatGeek, and with our code ROBCAO, ROBCAO, you'll receive $20 off your first ticket purchase on the SeatGeek app or SeatGeek.com. And as I always say, my favorite part about SeatGeek is that each deal is rated on a scale from 1 to 10. So they really do their part in helping you find the best deal possible. And once again, make sure to download the SeatGeek app or go to SeatGeek.com and use our code ROBCAO, ROBCAO, and you'll receive $20 off your first ticket purchase. So now to get into these topics. So the NBA season is winding down. The Miami Heat have five games left. No, actually, the Miami have four games left in the season. We play the Atlanta Hawks for our final road matchup of the year on Tuesday, so tomorrow. And then we have a back-to-back. So Wednesday, we host Luka Doncic and the Dallas Mavericks here at home. And then we end the regular season with two home games against the Toronto Raptors and our old friend Kelly Olynyk, the Canadian-born, baller. But what I'm really gonna get into with the Heat here, so like I said, four games left. The standings are crazy. The Heat currently sit in the play-in as the eighth seed right now. After their 2-point loss yesterday to Indiana, the Heat moved down to the eighth seed, and Philadelphia picked up a big double overtime win, led by a 54-point outburst by Tyrese Maxey in a game without Joel Embiid. The Sixers picked up a huge win against San Antonio, and they moved to seventh. And then with Indiana beating Miami, Indiana is currently the sixth seed, and they control their own destiny to, be the first or be the last team, last team in the playoff picture, trying to avoid the play-in tournament. And with all that said, I want to give some quick thoughts on this 117-115 Heat loss yesterday. It was very disheartening It wasn't a heat culture type of effort. In any game, you want to see that heat culture, that everything we preach, the most, the toughest, most what the most conditioned, we give it our all. But specifically in a game of that magnitude, basically a playoff game, really, because you're playing for the chance of basically, having the sixth seed. And then if you would have won that game, you would have controlled your own destiny the rest of the way, as Indiana does right now. And yeah, you would have avoided the play-in. You would have avoided some less games. Could have given, some guys some time to get more healthy, for the first round of the playoffs. And the most disheartening thing about it was that our number one guy, our anchor, I guess, Jimmy Butler, he plain and simple, he did what he usually does during the regular season, which was, I mean, he's gonna put up these numbers. I know you guys are gonna look at the box score, whoever didn't watch the game. Like, Jimmy put up great numbers. He had 27 points, 7 rebounds, 8 assists. Those are obviously, great numbers. But like, there wasn't that intense Jimmy Butler playoff Jimmy. We didn't see that intensity yesterday in that game, and that's what was most disheartening to me. Because you have other guys, that always play with that intensity. Caleb Martin, he's always there. Bam Adebayo, Tyler Hero missed like 20 games in a row. This was his second game back, and this guy was the most clutch player on the floor last night for the Heat. It's just absolutely crazy, man. And at the end of the day, as good as these other guys play, it's all up to Jimmy at the end of the day. And it's just, yeah, disheartening, disappointing, and shocking to see that Jimmy didn't go into that playoff Jimmy mode yesterday. And like I said, a playoff win, a playoff game, a must-win game, basically, to avoid that play-in tournament, like I said. But I mean, it is what it is. We move on. We play Atlanta tomorrow. But another thing I wanted to talk about with that game specifically against Indiana yesterday, is that, look, we only lose by 2, right? And in the third quarter, at some point, we were down by 22. So that shows you that we're obviously the much better team than Indiana. And literally, we came 3 points away from beating them after being down 22 in the third quarter. So it's just, it was too little, too late. At the end there, all of a sudden, the last couple minutes, it was, all of a sudden, more intensity, more firepower, I don't know. But ultimately, it was just disappointing that, yeah, our number one guy didn't, play with that full intensity, and the Heat end up losing. And they did what they've done this whole year, which is put themselves in bad positions. But at the end of the day, you guys know how I feel about the Heat. I always have faith in the Heat. And for me to be saying I'm disappointed and disheartened by, Jimmy's effort, is a big thing, because I usually kind of, a Heat lose, I'm kind of like, hey, whatever, it is what it is. I know we're gonna be fine. And don't get me wrong, I still, like, I am confident that we're gonna be fine, and we're gonna find a way to do great things in the postseason, as we always do, led by the best basketball coach in the world, and Eric Spoelstra. But ultimately, I still got to give my thoughts and feelings out there. But yeah, we move on, like I said, to the Hawks. We play in Atlanta tomorrow night, and we come home Wednesday against the Mavericks, and we finish off with some two home games against the Toronto Raptors. Now, quickly, I'll move on to another one of my teams, another Miami team here, as the MLB season recently started, which is still mind-blowing to think about. I feel like this offseason flew by. Which, now to talk about my baseball team, the Miami Marlins. So, of course, the Marlins, we've had a rough start, a historically rough start to the year. We lost our first 9 games, so we started 0-9, but thankfully yesterday, on Sunday, we defeated the St. Louis Cardinals with a final score of 10-3 to pick up the first win of the year to improve to 1-9. And I'm just glad that we finally got that win, because it's like a getting it's like that monkey off of your back, because you just focus on, oh man, we keep losing, this is like historic stuff, so it's just, I was happy for the team, for the coaches, that they're finally able to get that first win. And as I'm recording now, we're a little less than an hour away from first pitch at Yankee Stadium, as we begin a 3-game series over there in the Bronx against the Yankees. I believe tonight we have Jesus Luzardo pitching, and the Yankees have Nestor Cortez. So two South Florida boys battling it out on the baseball diamond in Yankee Stadium. But hopefully the Marlins can start a winning streak here. To give some quick thoughts, I believe the injuries to the pitching rotation has been the main catalyst for these early season struggles. Of course, coming into the season, we knew our ace, Cy Young Award winner 2 years ago, Sandy Alcantara. We knew he would be missing the whole season with Tommy John surgery. Now we began the year with two of our two of the main pieces of that rotation who still haven't pitched this year, which are Braxton Garrett, who was super important for us last year and, clinching that playoff spot. And then you have Edward Cabrera, another, young pitcher that's important and crucial to that pitching rotation. And now, unfortunately, in recent days, we found out that Eudy Pérez, the phenomenal rookie from last year, he'll be out, missing the whole season now with Tommy John, along with, Sandy. So it's just tough, because we have so much talent in the pitching department of the team. But unfortunately, these guys are hurt, and it's really affecting the ball club. Then hitting wise, I want to shout out my guy, the Burger King, Jake Burger. He's had an incredible start to the season. He has 12 RBIs right now. He's the only player on the team. Oh no, he's not the only player on the team, but he has two home runs. I know Jazz has as well, and Nick Gordon have multiple home runs as well. But Jake Burger, he's been our most consistent hitter, along with Josh Bell, two of the late season acquisitions last year by Kim Ng and company to help, reinforce that lineup and lead us into a playoff series against the Philadelphia Phillies. But yeah, shout out to the Burger King as always. Unfortunately, it's been a slow start to the year for Luis Arraez, a batting champ last year in the National League, hit for over 300. But thankfully, this win against the Cardinals was his best performance of the season as he went 4 for 5. So hopefully he takes that momentum into this new series, this 3-game series with the Yankees. So yeah, those are some quick thoughts on the Miami Heat and the Miami Marlins. And also, yesterday was a big day in the college basketball world as the South Carolina Gamecocks completed an undefeated season and defeat Caitlin Clark and the Iowa Hawkeyes. It was an incredible NCAA women's basketball tournament. Caitlin Clark is an absolute legend. Arguably the greatest, women's college basketball player of all time. I even ordered a shirt of her. I remember watching her for the first time last year. Then now I was able to watch these last two games, the Final Four game against UConn and then this championship game against South Carolina. And Caitlin Clark is just incredible. Of course, she's, known for her deadly shooting ability, but something that really stands out when I watch her is her high IQ and her vision and her ability to pass the ball. She's just an all-around incredible player. And I'm looking forward to the WNBA draft. I believe it's June 16th, sometime around there. And the Indiana Fever have the number one pick, so I'm expecting them to take Caitlin Clark. And I'll be happy to, buy a Indiana Fever shirt if they do in fact draft Caitlin Clark or wherever she lands. I'll most likely buy a shirt. Like I said, I bought an Iowa shirt of hers, and it's supposed to come tomorrow, actually on Tuesday. So I'm excited to rock that. And yeah, it was just an absolutely amazing thing that Caitlin Clark has done for women's basketball in general. These last couple of games set record-breaking numbers, not just for women's basketball, but for basketball viewership in general for ESPN. I believe they had over 14 million viewers for the Final Four game against UConn. And I haven't looked at the numbers for the championship game, but I'm sure it blew out that record-setting, those record-setting numbers as well. So yeah, those are my, sports topics on today's episode. Now to talk some entertainment. Like I said, I want to talk about three recent comedy shows that I've gone to. I want to try to do that more often now after attending certain, concerts, comedy shows, talk about them here on the podcast. But recently I've been able to go to three great comedy shows. I saw the Impractical Jokers here at the Hard Rock Hotel, the Guitar Hotel here in Hollywood, Florida. And it was an absolute blast to see Q, Sal, and Mer. Shout out to my boy Mangu. He went with me and we had an amazing time. The Jokers has always put on an amazing show. They're hilarious. It was just super awesome. And we got to meet Mer after the show. Shout out to my mom for that. That was a Christmas gift she got me. And yeah, we got to meet Mer. He was super cool. And yeah, it was just, if you have the chance to watch the Jokers live on the road, I highly recommend it. Please go do it. They have a huge show coming up for anyone in New York or that's going to be in the New York area on Cinco de Mayo, May 5th. They have a huge show at Radio City Music Hall, an iconic venue. And I know that's going to be an incredible show there. And they keep teasing that they have, a lot of special guests. And my prediction is that they're going to be bringing out Joe Gatto, the other original Joker along with Sal Mer and Q Joe. I think that's my prediction that he's going to be out there for the Impractical Jokers Drive, Drive, Drive live show in Radio City Music Hall on Cinco de Mayo. And the following day, I got to see one of my favorite actors for the first time ever in person, Nick Swardson, as he had a comedy show at the Dania Improv here in Dania Beach, Florida. And yeah, Nick Swardson, I'm a huge Adam Sandler fan. Adam Sandler is my favorite actor of all time. And Nick Swardson is in the majority of the best, Sandler movies. He's in a lot of my favorite movies. Of course, he's known for his iconic role as Howie in the Benchwarmers movie, which is arguably my favorite movie. It's number two, right behind The Hangover. But yeah, Nick Swardson, it was just a huge blessing to be able to witness his greatness in person. He did an amazing job, had hilarious jokes, also said some, funny behind the scenes stories, and including some funny stories about his time on the movie Bucky Larson. I highly recommend that movie. That's one of the funniest movies of all time, in my opinion. Shout out to my boy Paul, if you're listening. We watched that together for the first time, and it's just hysterical. But just a warning, it's rated R. So I wanted to put that out there. Bucky Larson, Born to Be a Star. But yeah, so seeing the Jokers and seeing Nick Swardson the following day, just an absolute blessing. And shout out to, my mom as always, my parents. And thank you to God for, giving me these opportunities to see these people that I've grown up watching and I absolutely love being able to see and witness their greatness, in person. It's just a true blessing. And then recently, this past weekend on Saturday night, I got to see Kevin James for the second time. I went with my mom. We saw him at the Hard Rock in Hollywood, just like where I saw the Joker's ad. And me and my mom saw Kevin James together last year at the Hard Rock. And then when he announced he was doing a whole new tour and coming back, I decided to get her some tickets as a Christmas gift. And hopefully the tradition continues if he returns the next year and we go together again. And I have to say, I've been to a lot of comedy shows, seeing some of my, favorite people. As I already mentioned, the Jokers, Nick Swardson. I've also seen Adam Sandler, Rob Schneider, Kevin Hart, a lot of the great ones, and, Heather McDonald, to name a few. But I think this might have been my, the funniest stand-up show I've ever been to. I was literally walking out of the venue there, Hard Rock Live there in the Guitar Hotel, and my cheeks were literally hurting from all the laughing I did, thanks to Kevin James. So yeah, I just wanted to cover, those three live comedy shows that I recently went to, and wanted to shout out all those guys because they are doing an amazing job. So make sure to check out the Impractical Jokers, Nick Swardson, and Kevin James if you have the chance. I highly recommend it. All legends, and they all do an absolutely amazing job, and they're exactly who we all think they are. On our television screens, that's who they are, in person and on stage, So it's just absolutely amazing to see that as well. And yeah, I mean, oh, one more thing in the entertainment world to cover really quickly. So as I mentioned in the intro or in the beginning of this episode, last night was the CMT Awards on CBS, and that was an absolutely amazing show. We've put out a lot of reels, and the feedback has been incredible. And I just want to thank God and thank all the people who, interacted with our reels on Instagram for giving us these blessings and allowing us, to reach more of a bigger audience on Instagram at the flame underscore ES. And for those of you who follow and like ourselves, like, we really appreciate it. And yeah, if you haven't yet, I'd appreciate if you guys could give us a follow there on Instagram at the flame underscore ES. We put out some reels of Kelsea Ballerini, who did an amazing job hosting as well as performing. We put a lot of content related to Jelly Roll and Lainey Wilson, who had some big time wins and performed great as well last night. The legendary Trisha Yearwood, she debuted a new song yesterday, and she hit it out of the park. She did an amazing job, and shout out to Ashley McBride. She didn't perform, but she's one of my biggest crushes, honestly. And she looked great last night, and she's an amazing and, in my opinion, very underrated country musician. So make sure to check out her music, Ashley McBride. And I believe she's on tour right now. I know she was recently in Florida. She was in Orlando, I believe, a couple of days ago. So yeah, shout out to all of them for, putting on an amazing show and for putting out good, great music year after year and just, entertaining the fans. And yeah, if you guys haven't already, make sure to check out, the reels that we posted. Yeah, it was an absolute blast, being able to cover the CMT Awards. It's just amazing, I'm able to record these clips, from here in Miami and able to share it with the world. And it's just a huge blessing. And yeah, I want to thank you all again for all the support, all the love. And yeah, I'm going to wrap up this episode now. But I hope you guys enjoyed hearing me talk about the Miami Heat, the Miami Marlins, the three stand-up shows that I've gone to recently, and Practical Jokers, Nick Swartzen, and Kevin James. And then, of course, talking some Caitlin Clark, as well as some CMT Awards. Before I let you go, I want to remind you again, check out SeatGeek, one of the best ticketing apps out there. We are part of Team SeatGeek. And with that said, my favorite thing, as I said to begin the show, and I always say, my favorite thing about SeatGeek is that each deal is rated on a scale from 1 to 10. So they really do their part in helping you find the, the best deal possible. Yeah, and if you guys are interested or in the market for tickets, for a game, a concert, or a comedy show, hopefully to see the Jokers, Nick Swartzen, or Kevin James, make sure to head to SeatGeek.com or download the SeatGeek app and use our code ROBCAO, ROBCAO, for $20 off your first ticket purchase. Once again, make sure to use that code ROBCAO, ROBCAO, for $20 off your first ticket purchase on SeatGeek.com or the SeatGeek app. Until next time, everyone, take care.